everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be movies, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we want to bring you guys in on those. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, if you want to watch this podcast early or if you want to watch it live, you can join our Patreon. It starts for the low, low price of $3 a month.
Three of them things.
Okay. It starts at $3 a month. We do record our podcast about 1 to 2 months in advance, so you'll be able to see them early, unedited, and live. If you join our Patreon, along with our food review show and other behind the scenes content that we have for you guys. So yeah, definitely check that out. The link is in our description box, in our bios, all of those things. But how are you guys today?
Sensational. Tired.
Doing all right. Hanging in there.
Ooh, somebody's hungry. New glasses though.
Thank you.
New glasses, who this?
New glasses.
New sight. New vision. It's new shape of who this? Vision.
It's wild because, like, I actually lost. Well, okay. Like, I did lose these glasses. I've been looking for them for, like, a month. And I hadn't.
You got those when you got the other one?
Yeah, I got them at the same time. And then I forgot. Thank you. I forgot where I put them. But it turns out I had took them home with me when we went back home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put them in my bridesmaids box. So I didn't know. But then I was like, oh, let me check this. But yeah, so I found them yesterday. So here we are.
Fine.
What are we talking about today?
We talking about awkwardness. Mm-hmm. Awkwardness, awkward encounters, awkward people, just awkwardness in its entirety.
Before we start, it's just funny. You say awkward, I say awkward.
Awkward. How you spell awkward? A C?
A W.
A W. A W K W. Or is it A W C?
A W K W A R D.
Awkward.
That's awkward.
I say awkward.
Like, I say awkward.
Like a hawk, like awkward without the H.
I'd be like, awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward.
He pronounces the W.
Yeah, awkward. Awkward. I'm from New York.
Awkward, you know.
It's awkward.
Two to one.
Yeah.
We win.
On trip.
Be your own person, ladies and gentlemen.
Boo. Say no.
What they say yesterday?
It was
like, hit the road.
Oh, take a hike.
Hit the road.
Hit the road. I don't even know if that could, that don't even sound right.
Hit the hike. Bow. Hit the road. Bow.
Got the same effect.
Get a body. Bow. What I tell you, mama say, mama saw, mama. Well,
get a body. It's stupid. Okay.
You know, my intention was for this to start off awkward. It didn't start off awkward at all. I would say shit.
It could have been.
I thought that would have been cool. A nice little, ooh, that was awkward. Now back to awkward. Back to awkward. Awkward.
That was awkward.
Stretching words.
That's just awkward.
Oars, floors, moors. Alright, awkward. Action.
So what about awkward?
I was about to say, were we trying to make this the awkward moment or were we... Or were we actually getting into the topic?
I don't know where we going with awkward. Do y'all feel awkward in awkward moments? When was the last time you were in an awkward moment? Awkward. Yeah.
Yesterday. But I don't typically feel awkward in those moments. I recognize that this is an awkward moment, but I don't personally feel awkward. I'm like, oh. And then it usually makes me laugh.
What allows you to not... Well, you go first, yeah. Then I ask a question.
Oh. I was gonna say sometimes I feel awkward in awkward moments, but I can recognize that it's an awkward moment and then I try to I'll either, like, you know, you could read the room and then, like, you know, go about your business, or you can read the room and be like, since we're stuck in this environment, I'm going to try to make this not awkward. Or I can tell when you're feeling awkward, but that doesn't necessarily make me feel awkward. It just depends on the situation. But what was your next question? What about you?
Next question. Yeah, I'll probably go to my next question. I will answer this question as well. So, I don't be feeling awkward. I don't know the last time I actually felt awkward. It could be because I don't care as much as I did, or I just be chilling. Maybe I'm comfortable in my skin. When I jump out, you jump in. Ain't that how it go?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable in my skin. But it's like they be like, where you at? Like, I'm in my skin. When I jump out, you jump in.
Got you. Yeah. That was awkward. I don't feel awkward though. I know when it's an awkward moment, but I don't know. I am a safe space, so I don't. In awkward moments, I'll be fine. I feel like I can make awkward moments less awkward, cause I'll probably say something. Well, I might say that was awkward, and then that makes it a lot less awkward.
Yeah, you can't be awkward in the scenario.
We got him. almost.
It's gonna be one of those things because we keep saying the word, it's gonna start to sound weird after, like, by the end of this episode. I'm not gonna be able to think about that. Like, said the word is gonna sound weird, but
say it with me, class.
Awkward. Oh, yeah. I said it quick.
Yeah, awkward. But but once you say something that's awkward, you can't really. Now that everybody's paying attention to it, it's a lot less awkward.
Because then you're all paying attention to the same thing at that point. Or you're like, dang, it was awkward. I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. But what's your next question?
My next question was, how do you not feel awkward in an awkward situation?
I laugh. I'll be laughing at the worst times. It's probably a trauma response. I'll be laughing. Like, I'll be like, ha ha ha. And I just, that's how I'll be laughing my way through everything.
Jokester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the main thing.
I don't know. Sometimes I just try to steer the conversation. Like yesterday.
Trauma response.
I mean, it probably is a trauma response. But I don't know. I guess because my natural trauma response is to make sure everybody is comfortable in this space. So then I'll try to make it less awkward. Maybe I'll talk to them a little bit more, or I don't know.
Or speaking of that, making sure everybody is comfortable in the space. I'm done making sure people are comfortable.
I'm not doing that.
That's a lot
of
work. Like, it's not even a lot. You go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think I'll only do it like when it's necessary now, versus like I used to constantly be doing it, like no matter where I was at. But now it's just more so like if I invited you here, I don't want you to be awkward. Like, I don't want you to feel awkward. So I'm going to do my best to make you feel comfortable. But
now it's like, if I'm in my home, then you good, make sure you good. But if we not in my home, you on your own. I invited you here, but going forward, you on your own. Yeah, for the most part.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, yeah. It depends. It's situational and person based.
Yeah. I mean, I was gonna say, for me, I don't necessarily go out of my way to make sure everybody's good. I can notice when somebody is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, you all right? And that's pretty much where
it starts. Yeah,
you good? Like, you want to talk about it? All right, cool. And then we just keep moving. But like, in terms of like,
you want to talk
about it? Most people don't. But what we do? I
ask. Like, I'm counting on you to say no.
But I mean, any event that you do,
like, hey, I'm here if you need anything. Yeah. Funny you say that.
So actually, I need you to jumpstart my car. Wow,
I thought you didn't need anything, so I thought I would.
Yeah, like, it's just a polite thing to do.
You know, I helped somebody jumpstart their car before. I was going to brunch, and I had parked next to them. When I parked, I ain't noticed, but we got out the car and was like, excuse me, can you help me? So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be right back. Let me secure the table, and I'll come back and help you. So I did that. Jumped the lady car.
Gotta be careful with that. It don't necessarily be better.
You said it does?
It can. Well, that's the reason why I battery. That's the reason why you're not supposed to be giving everybody, like, everybody a jump. But,
Oh, you jumped my car, too.
Me?
Yeah.
I did. I pulled up.
That wasn't your car, though. That was the truck at the... Oh, you gave me a jump here, too? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just...
Yeah, because it can mess up your battery.
Apparently. When you when I was I was stuck all the way in the loop.
Oh, around the corner. That big green truck.
Still had to get my car towed.
Crazy. How much was it to get your car towed here? I mean, what owes to the south side?
That's south further. Side. It was $83.
$83?
Yeah.
They charged me one something.
My insurance covered part of it.
Oh yeah, I don't have it covered with my insurance. That's why.
Yeah, I got roadside assistance.
Yeah,
I made sure I kept that.
I'm like, my goodness, this is inhumane.
Yeah, I kept that. I was like, I'm gonna keep this roadside assistance because I don't want this happening. But I just needed to charge my battery, and then I needed a new battery.
Me too. Oh, it was jump day. Yeah, that's it. I need a new battery. Yeah. Told me it was alternated carburetor.
Yeah. Oh, what we was talking about?
Awkwardness. You can't have awkward moments with friends.
You can.
But they're not awkward.
No, you can have awkward moments with friends.
But they're not that awkward.
It depends on, like, I think it could be an awkward moment if nobody expected it. Like, it could be somewhere it's like, this was like, we were on this level of friendship, and then something happened, and you're like, I was not supposed to get to know you this much, so it could be awkward for a second. And then y'all are like, well, I mean, we're here now, so.
Oh, man.
Or you guys could be on the decon, and then it gets awkward there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just be drifting apart.
Yeah. The drifting apart and awkwardness, it would be weird. Mm-hmm. But I think you could be. Ooh. But I think you could be awkward with friends.
I don't think it's the same level of awkwardness.
It's not the same kind of awkwardness all the time, but depending on, like, whatever situation it is, it can be.
Yeah. I don't be experiencing it that way. The only time I experience the awkward moments is when I get secondhand embarrassment. I can feel it for other people. So it's like, especially when I can't do nothing about it, I'm like, let me leave. I can't watch this. This is a train wreck. That's why we watch the shows, and I'll be like, oh my God, he's gonna say, please,
this
I can't watch.
Get him hooked on TV shows.
I can't watch, oh, this hurts. Cause it's like, nothing I can do about it. So I'm just sitting there, I just gotta watch it happen. And be like, ooh, this is painful.
Yeah, but I don't know. It could be my nonchalantness that be coming out. Because I'm fine with just... I'll sit in an awkward moment and be perfectly fine.
But that's the thing. It's different. I was going to say, I'm like that now too. But if I know that the other person isn't fine a lot of the time... Well, depending on the situation, it's like... If they're my friend and I can tell that they feel awkward or whatever... Or, you know, then I'll try to make them feel...
Yeah, I'll probably tell a joke.
Yeah, but a lot of times if it's just me and it's an awkward moment now, and who I am now as an adult, I personally don't be feeling awkward. I can just recognize that this is an awkward moment. So then either I'm laughing internally or I'm just chilling.
Yeah, I was about to say, I might laugh too. My trauma response. I laugh too at everything.
Yep.
That's why I got my laugh now. The way I laugh now is from years and years, hours and hours of laughing.
It's a trauma response.
Trauma laugh. Help me. I'm not okay. It's not okay to not be okay.
It's traumatical. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I'll be laughing through it. Should I be happy? I'll be like, ha ha.
Even jokes.
Ooh, that's.
If you tell a joke that's not funny, just laugh.
I do that all the
time. Laugh your way through it. Somebody else gonna laugh. Yeah. Laugh and point.
Laughing is contagious.
It is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it.
That wasn't a real laugh. See, that was a real laugh.
I almost laughed though. I held it in.
real laughs are contagious. Fake laughs be.
Real laugh, real laugh, real laugh.
Why did you just do that?
Real laughs, real laughs, real laughs.
For some reason that sounded like a Wale bar to me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, do y'all have awkward friends?
Define friend.
He's not gonna say define awkward. Define friend. Sometimes I wonder if I'm the awkward
friend. I was about to say that. I was like, I might be your most awkward friend. I don't know, but I don't feel like I'd be awkward. I don't know. I'm cool, though. I'm cool like that. Like butter, baby.
Yeah, I think I'd be wondering sometimes if I am the awkward friend.
I feel like I used to be socially awkward, but that's because I wasn't comfortable talking. But now I'm trying to
sometimes talk. I feel like I am a little bit socially awkward, but I don't know. I think I used to be very self-conscious of it. Like, I used to think people were very aware of it, but I think that I'm just very aware of it. Yeah. So I don't know.
Awkward. Awkward. Oh, let's see what Google had to say.
Awkward.
What?
Awkward.
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 Google is always right.
So it means
what is, say the word again?
Awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward. I'm not doing it. So what? I don't know where they were from. They're probably from Ohio or something. Like that. Awkward. Causing difficulty, hard to do or deal with. The second definition was causing or feeling embarrassment or inconvenience. So the examples were some awkward questions or put me in a very awkward position.
Uneasy.
People do be asking awkward questions though.
I just freeze. Like
he'd be like,
like the movie Rango, when I was watching it, the girl kept freezing and then she would finish her whatever she was saying. I guess in her head, she was still going. Mm. And then when she unfroze, she would just jump in wherever she was at in her head. And then she was like, it happened again, didn't it? But yeah, I just be like, I be trying to understand what people be talking about. Is it me that don't be understanding? Or is it y'all trying to throw me for a doozy?
Throw you for a doozy, not a loop? Throw me for a doozy.
Never mind. To my question.
Hey, I got yesterday, I didn't have an awkward bone in my body. I don't know what was going on. I'm just talking, chatting. I had one.
I was trying and then I stopped. Like, I realized the more you try to make the situation awkward, how about you?
It be making it
more. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Let me just stop trying.
I understand. You don't want to talk right now. Mm-hmm. Try to tell my head, not my heart.
I was, when you guys quit, I started. I thought we were just taking shifts. But
I was talking about like throughout the entire day.
Oh, throughout the day, I was chilling. Like even talking to random people. The
cop trying directing traffic.
Yeah.
Talking. Hey, where are we parking? Where are you parking?
Right.
I'm parking where you parking. I could back up and you could. I'm not gonna make it, but it's a spot right there. It's for you. Dude, you like, hey, you can come up, you good. He tried to get me stuck. He tried to throw me for a doozy.
He was trying to get through.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess awkward would just be, yeah, anytime it's like an uncomfortable feeling. I mean, I've been in scenarios where people ask a question, like, that was, you probably shouldn't have been the person to ask that question.
Right.
So now we just sitting there,
I'll be asking questions. I'll be genuine.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be so genuine.
Yeah, you're genuine. Your timing is off.
I'll be so genuine. I'll be like, I just wanting to know.
Sometimes it be your timing, and sometimes it be how you just said it. within the time frame.
I don't be knowing. I don't always know the correct wording, the correct verbiage.
Yeah.
So like, hey, we cool, right? How you doing today?
We cool, yeah. Right?
Man, it just, again, for me, it just be the timing, because it'd be like somebody would just fall down the steps. He'd be like, did that hurt?
Be like, because
why did you ask that?
If it hurt, now it's like, okay, if it did hurt, I'm about to laugh. If it did hurt, I'm gonna ask you if you're okay. Make sure that you're okay. Then I'm gonna laugh. As long as I know that you're good, I'm laughing.
He trying to gauge how quickly he could start his jokes.
Yeah, see.
My friend I used to work with, she skateboard, and she said she was she had court, so she had the skateboard to court. The sidewalk, it's go from sidewalk to brick. And the wheel got stuck. I was hollering. So it's not funny. It is funny.
People falling because
I see her flying. Like, and mentally, I just seen it happen. And I laughed so hard. I was crying.
But did she get hurt?
She alive. She didn't get hurt. You know, a little limp. A little limp and limp.
Because falling be such a dramatic, especially when you watch somebody else fall. Because, like, you're going to ask, are they okay? Or you're just going to watch to see if they're okay just by how they operate.
So, if it's a stranger, do you ask if they're okay? Or do you just laugh?
It depends. A stranger fell yesterday.
I was going to say, it depends on how close they are to me.
That's true. They was up there. We was walking, and then somebody fell off their scooter.
Yep.
That's why I had said, dang, everybody just on the ground today. Because up farther from them was a little toddler just on the parents were trying to get the toddler off the ground. And I'm like, dang.
I seen a dog jumping on a toddler. There was a lot going on yesterday.
When you have that many people, accidents are bound to happen.
Falling.
Like when I fell off my bike, not here, when I was back home, when my shorts got caught in my back tire and I flew forward, I fell and the bike hit my back and I'm on the floor and I'm just I'm rolling for a second because I'm like, I can't believe this shit's happened to me. And then somebody's like, are you okay? I instantly was like, yep, I'm fine. I'm good. Just hobbling over. I just walked my bike back home and just, I didn't even play basketball that day.
Let me tell you how we in line waiting for the paint, right? We in line waiting for the paint, paint brushes, all that good stuff. I'm just playing, you know, my mind going. I'm like, I'm almost 30. So I'm like, hey, young boy, young boy. It was a basketball hoop up there. Young boy, young boy. And then he looked. I get my shot. Pass me the ball. You know me. Make sure I still got it. Form was immaculate. Immaculate. And I just, doom. Let it fly.
It was doom. So it wasn't.
Nothing but that. I still got it, people. Don't trip. I still got it. Coming to a court near you. I just had to let y'all know I still got it. If y'all want to put money on it, we can do that. We can do that. I'm ready. Catch me this summer. I'm going to the league.
The big league. Three.
Rapper, actor, play. Comedian, slash.
The big three.
NBA player.
Nah, that's crazy, though. But, yeah, I don't be that awkward, at least to me. I hope I'm not the awkward friend. You know? I might be. Wouldn't that suck? You've been awkward for your whole life and nobody said nothing. That would be trash.
Somebody gotta do it. It would gas you up, so you could be the one to stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm awkward though. I'm too smooth.
I know I'm not. I'm gonna ignore that. I don't know if I'm the awkward one, but I know I'm not as social as my other friends are.
But I don't think awkward is just social.
No, like I'm just saying. That's, I was just saying.
Well, I mean, social is also like it includes mannerisms and.
Perfect time.
It's hot too. You okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's like social cues, mannerisms. Yeah, it's not just like the speaking portion. It could just be you standing, everybody else is just chilling, and you standing there like this.
That's me. It's like, no.
It's like, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
Be like, where is the chairs at?
Where are they stretching? Yeah, I think I'd be too comfortable to be awkward for me. Mm-hmm. I'd be too comfortable to be awkward or to feel awkward. I might look awkward. Be smiling. I don't know. Yeah, I'm too comfortable to be awkward. I'm smooth, baby. Like butter.
Please stop.
These old mans.
Right.
Smooth, baby, like butter.
Cut it out.
I've been pimping since we've been pimping. Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know.
I didn't name it. I was about to say this awkward.
The name of this awkward episode is awkward. What you mean?
I'm smooth, baby. I'm about to start using that.
I feel like, I think it's also a thing of like, I kind of adopted the mindset of it's only awkward if you think it's awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think that it's an awkward moment, then it's going to be awkward. But if you don't think that it's an awkward moment, it's just a regular moment, then it's not going to be awkward. At least for me. I don't know how the other person is feeling, but...
Hey, I'm too, be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just be
I'm
chilling.
I'm too smooth. Like butter, baby. I'm like butter, baby.
Doom.
You seen it. First hand.
Yeah, I mean, that was yesterday.
Everybody in the line
it's
seen
it. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Soon as they heard the doom, everybody came out the woodworks. I'm like, do y'all thing.
Why you lying?
Not
you
know,
I mean,
lying.
I
mean,
lying. He lying to y'all people.
I make way.
He lying to y'all people. Only two. And you first of all, the boy left with his ball after he met Chuck the first time.
He did. Like, I'm going on.
He kept missing. I ain't mean to show you out, youngster. You know, back in my day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm smooth, baby.
How old are you?
Like butter.
45? Nah.
He 80s, baby.
He is 80 years old.
I don't feel like I end up in. I feel like I used to end up in a lot more awkward situations. For me personally, like we would be like, I would be having conversations with people, and I'm like, well, dang, I was like, why? Like, I'm not weird. Why do I feel like I'm acting weird? Yeah, and then I think when you, yeah, why am I being weird to everybody? But now, yeah, when I was younger, I feel like I would end up in more scenarios like that. But it would only be me that would be feeling like I'm being weird, or it'd be. It's like you know when people talk about being celebrities or something like that. And it'd be like, normally everything cool, but they met somebody and they just couldn't get their words together.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what it's like.
Like when T-Pain met Jay-Z?
Yeah, he's like, thank you for everything. What?
I'm gonna practice these moments. I'm like, you know what? I really don't have nothing to say, but I just came to say what's up. Yeah. I don't wanna make it awkward. See, keep like, doing your thing, youngster.
See, like, you might practice it and then when you get there and be like, yeah, I just. And then you and then now they're just sitting like, gather yourself.
Right. I too am.
Yeah. Or maybe the person you're meeting is awkward and they're just like, word.
And you ain't know they was awkward until you met them.
Yes. Word.
So you're practicing.
Stay blessed,
speech.
Stay black, bruh, bruh.
Or if they're like, I'm Spanish.
Then you just gotta be like, we all black.
Y'all from Africa.
Y'all from Africa.
She definitely did say
that. She did. She's like, oh, yes. Uh-huh. Sing this song.
They showed the crowd. I bet you're different. Mm-hmm. Where's the Caucasus Mountains at?
In the Isles of Caucasus.
I don't know if it's actually called Caucasus. Well, I guess
there's a Caucasus Mountains.
It's somewhere.
It's probably in Israel. Or Jerusalem. It's wherever one of Moses' sons was at. Japheth, Shem, him. It wasn't him. Him was in Africa.
It wasn't him or was it him?
It wasn't him. Mm. Him was in Africa.
He looking up the Caucasus Mountains.
Might have been Japheth.
It's Caucasus.
Yeah.
The Caucasus Mountains form a border between Russia to the north and Georgia to the south.
Oh, that's really the white people mountains.
Azerbaijan to the southeast.
What's that?
Azerbaijan.
Huh. Is that right?
Azerbaijan?
It's in the southward from Georgia to Armenia.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, that's in Armenia.
Yeah, I need to go somewhere warm.
That's what I said. It's probably cold there.
Go to Moscow. Sorry, no. I said Moscow. Moscow.
Moscow.
Moscow.
It's cold there, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. I heard it was nice over there.
Girl, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I want to go to the Netherlands, and I want to also visit Iceland. And I want to visit Ireland, too. There's a lot of black people there that they don't tell us about. Maybe I'll be able to finally get my passport together.
Shaka Khan's gonna be at the underground on 22nd.
All right.
I'm back.
Do y'all think silence is awkward?
I think awkward it can silence. Be.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah. I think that's why I adopted the it's only awkward if you make it awkward or if you think it's awkward, because I can sit in silence and be fine.
Yeah, me too.
I just sometimes now I just be wondering if they feel awkward because we're sitting in silence. But I mean, I'll be fine if we sit in silence.
You know,
at the time I'll be like, I ain't really want to talk anyways.
Now when I meet people, I don't really be having a lot to say.
I'm like, nothing.
I'll be using the awkward silence as it's like a cue that it might be time to go. One of us overstayed our welcome.
Word. Silence.
I like silence.
Do you think it's awkward?
It's only been a few times where it's been awkward, but like if I was at work and like my boss was like arguing with one of my coworkers or something. But it would be awkward, well, not for me, but I would be trying my best not to laugh or just kind of just be, I would just be sitting there like, this escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how that's why I would be like, that's escalated very quickly.
Yeah, talk about work, we be in meetings. I'd be sitting there like doing performance.
Yeah, just,
I'd be looking like
stone face.
And we're like, oh my gosh, I hope you guys are so excited about this work. You know, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. And Barrett would be like,
I'd be looking like, where? It's gonna be great.
I'd be looking.
I'd be turning my camera off. Like, that's only when if Nova doing something. As soon as she hear her talking, she just start going crazy. So I turn off the thingy. I'd be like, I hope they muted. Cause I start yelling. Oh man, that's funny.
But yeah, when we're on meetings or whatever, I can always see like when somebody's looking for the, hey, can somebody give me a head nod, give me an agree, like agreement, and I just be sitting there and like, I'm not about to say nothing to you. I'm not. It's usually you. Usually you're the one that jumps in and like, I agree with that. It's either you or.
Cause I be know that you win, so I should.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, nah, I'm gonna just sit here.
I mean, not gonna wait.
Cause it's like, if I was asking for agreeance, I would hold somebody and be like, yeah. Like, even if I don't understand it, I'd be like, you got it? Mm hmm. Do the same thing every day. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I try to just nod my head at least. But, and I mean, I used to be asking questions, but now I'm just like, I don't care.
If I actually have a question,
I'll ask.
That part.
If I don't have no question. Actually, some of the time now, every now and then, if I have a question, I'll be like, I'm not about to ask that question. Because it's just going to spiral into a long conversation. I'll figure it out.
That was me in school. I didn't want to ask questions because my questions they go somewhere else. But, and I didn't want to disrupt y'all class.
I don't even mind disrupting. It's just like now I'm like, I don't care that much.
Mm.
Like, I don't, we went over this. If I really have a question, I'll put it in the chat or I'll ask. But like, some of the time I'm just like, I'm just ready to go.
Or I'll just be trying to stay away. Them meetings, my goodness.
That last meeting.
I don't even remember the last meeting.
The Monica. So bad, and my camera was on.
Hey, oh, that's when you was behind the work, you was behind your name on my screen,
mm-hmm.
or you was like this. Oh, all I seen was like the eyes in between.
I was awake for most of it, but like, and my camera was tilted on me, but I don't know why I had it tilted up a little bit, so you could just see my head.
I seen this.
I think I had it on my bathroom and I wasn't taking it off, so I just tilted my camera up a little bit. It's like, I'm here.
We're always the one just came inside. I don't know, use my heat.
It definitely be looking like none of us use heat.
Yeah, and bundled up.
Right. Then even summertime, I have these on.
Cause the AC was
on. Mm-hmm. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other people be looking done up. I mean, oh y'all did something today.
Y'all must have got up at 5.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because this was like a fresh hairdo. Fresh makeup. Or you must have somewhere to go after this. But I'll be on there looking bald headed with my twists, my flat twists. But sorry.
You good. I was gonna say, if y'all can remember what was the most awkward moment for you guys, or one of the biggest ones. I can think of one for me.
Alright, you go first.
You were part of it.
What?
When we were in the studio with Key, and she came
in. Oh my gosh!
And she was like, we were doing a group project. And then, so it was me, Shkoy, and our friend Key, and it was one other person. And the other person, she was supposed to be singing. So I guess they were outside, like getting ready to come into the studio. And then Key came in, and she like, her dad died. But she's smiling. And we're like, what?
They wasn't outside.
Yeah, they was like outside the studio.
They were like, okay, so this how the thing was set up. It's the control room, and then there's a space in between, like the hallway kind of, but not the actual school building hallway. It's like a little spot in between the control room and the actual isolation booth. So they were in there because she was about to get set up in the booth, and Key was going to help set up the mic and everything. But yeah, so then Key come back and we in the control room.
Yeah, but and then she come back and she like, she, with a smile on her face, she goes, her dad died.
Her dad?
And I'm like
we like, what?
And I'm like, huh? What? Wait, what? She's like, her dad? I'm like, is she okay? I guess not as okay.
And I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, why are you smiling?
Yeah, we started crying. The girl.
Because we had went out there and she started crying and.
Yeah, and she tried to record, but it was just like, yeah, you can go.
I don't even think she tried to record.
I thought she did.
What happened was, so we're out there in the little hallway space. Now all of us are out there, and Key is looking around like, I don't know what to do, and Damani looking like, I mean, I don't really know her like that, and I'm just like, okay, she crying, so I just started rubbing her back, and I was like, are you okay? Like, do you need anything? Like, I'm not even in the group. I'm just here because my friends is here. But
glad she was there. You made it less awkward.
Yeah, and then she wound up leaving, but it was just like, but then
I went to get tissues. That's what.
Oh yeah, he went to get tissues. I'm grabbing her back.
Yeah, we in college. We ain't had no,
just smiling.
She went back in the control room so she could finish laughing because she.
She wasn't laughing at it. She was just like,
"This is very awkward. I don't know what to do."
Yeah, she was just laughing. You made it sound like a monster.
Oh, I'm sorry. She is not a monster, but she ain't know what to do. It was a very like random, awkward moment. We all are like, we just met her for real. This was the first session of the group project.
Yeah, so it was just, and we got her some. Like I said, we didn't have Kleenex, so I had to grab some of the paper towels from the bathroom.
I thought you went and got the roll, like tissue.
Nah, they not that one.
Not them big old one ply rolls of toilet tissue.
She used to come in clutch. She used to take that for the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Clutch.
But not for crying.
Yeah, it's not. Those aren't crying tissues.
People be nasty.
Then again, I don't know if the drying hand tissue, whatever. That gave rolls. And it was just.
I used to take those.
Yeah, it was just awkward.
Dealing with people's emotions. That'd be awkward. That might be an awkward situation for me dealing with.
Yeah, because we were just sitting there like,
I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do.
Because I just, when I tell you we didn't know, I was like, why are you laughing? And this is like, why are you laughing right now?
Like, she literally did not know what to do.
Did I mishear you?
That's the thing. Yeah. I thought she said something else because you had to have said something else if you're smiling right now.
Because she said it to me first and I said it back and I was like, apparently her. And then I said it to the coach. She was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I don't know what I heard, but.
And the girl just out there crying by herself. Yeah. And we just like, all right, yeah, I'm going to go out there. And then I was like, mind go get some tissues. And yeah, so that might have been my most awkward encounter, too. Honestly, I was actually thinking about that at the beginning of this episode. That was an awkward moment. Mm-hmm. Because it was literally like, I don't even know how you feel about touching because I don't know you.
Yeah, I just met you. Yeah.
Maybe I used to be awkward. Like, if people was crying, I'd just look at them. I ain't know what to do, so I'd just look.
When was the last time you was around somebody that was crying?
Mm, wow.
You might still be awkward.
Nah. Nah. I know what to do now.
He'd be like,
I'll be in action.
There, there.
Nah, I used to be looking
there, like, there, my friend.
I don't know what to do.
So what would you do now?
Console.
What did
Are
that
you look okay? Like? Come here. My shoulder to cry.
I feel like that's not. I don't think you would do that. But two, I don't know if that's the right approach for everybody. You might not know. Like, it's just.
I'll assess the situation. Yeah, I'll leave the room.
It's a case by case.
I'm like, come here.
Case by case basis.
It's okay. Need a hug? Give me out hugs for free.
I worry about you.
Or,
I'm not awkward.
What would you do differently now? Is it awkward around did you ever feel awkward dealing with people's emotions, like emotional?
I mean, it just depends on what emotion it is, like, and it depends on like how much I know you. Like, if we just met and you bawling, I'm not like I'm not the hugger off the rip. Usually people beat me to it, and I'm like, word. I'm just like, hey, it's like, you know, if you need anything.
What if it's just y'all two in the room? Ain't nobody else there to beat you to it.
I'm still not gonna go for the hug initially, because, you know, boundaries.
He's gonna be like, they're there.
Yeah, I don't even know if you, like, again, I don't know if you, if being touched is a don't touch me kind of thing, you know? So I don't, Well, hey, do you need anything from me? What do you need?
Come in peace. You okay?
They're like, get your filthy paws off.
Not filthy paws.
Oh, man. That's
funny. Like, this is a safe space to cry.
Get your hands off me.
Come in peace.
What if it's one of your guy friends?
Hey, bro, bring it in. I don't know. My guy friend's not going. The good fella's not going to cry. Say that. Yeah. Say that for the car.
Yeah,
car ride home.
What happened to the safe space?
It's a safe space, but nah, they're not going to cry.
Not for the homies, but it's a safe space. Nah, my friends have. I haven't seen any of my friends cry.
But like, what if they did? Like,
I mean, I don't think it would be. No, bro. It depends on what kind of cry. If they doing the ugly cry,
you gonna be laughing.
I'm sorry, yeah. Joke. I'm gonna be like, hey man, it's, you know, it's all right, bro. I just want you to know. Yeah, like, woo, yeah, that's a cry right there.
What if something serious happened?
So that's the situation.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to just, yeah, you know.
It's like, hey, you good, bro. You good. I'll give a hug. I'm giving out hugs for free. What's the word? Not a hug, but it's just a little, dap them up. Got you, bro. Don't worry. I got you. If you need something, ask the money. But I'm here. I got you, man. You good. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't mind it. I don't mind giving the hug. It's just that's not my go-to move. That's not my bread and butter.
Yeah, I'm a hugger. I be like, I come in peace, calm energy. You might need this. Might need this energy. It's okay. Whenever you feel like talking, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to just be there, though. Like, if you want to cry, you can cry. But there's nothing to be said. Yeah, like, if I'm crying, I don't need to be talked to.
Word.
Know that, I'm going to talk to you.
Just know that somebody is there.
Word, because I'm thinking about me. If I'm crying, I don't want a hug from a stranger. That's weird.
What if it's not a stranger?
Then, I mean, I'm probably way more receptive to a hug, but still. yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Not giving out hugs all willy nilly.
But that's what you said. I got hugs for you.
I got hugs for free. But
not willy nilly.
I'm gonna read the room. I got hugs for free. And then in the fine print, it says, let me read the room first and see what's going on.
Let me read the room first.
In the fine print. God, that's hilarious.
Y'all funny.
That's
the answer. Even this is not awkward. Just chilling.
I'm just tired.
All right, y'all. So this was our awkward episode. This is as awkward as you will see us. Yeah, it's our awkward episode. What you usually say? Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
It's just one year.
Yeah.
Again, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Again, we do have a Patreon for the low, low price of three of them things. Yeah. And just follow us. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that it's okay to be awkward.
Message.
Y'all, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Like you said, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. That's what I forgot. And also... yeah, check out our Patreon. We have exclusive content, but we're glad you guys were able to join us today, both live and recorded. We appreciate y'all time. Did y'all have any final thoughts on being awkward, encountering awkward people or situations, etc., etc.?
I'm too comfortable in myself to be awkward. Wanna know why? I'm smooth like butter, baby. stay blessed, stay black, people.
Did you have anything?
I got nothing at all. All
right, on that, we're just gonna end it because, yeah, this could be awkward if you wanted it to be. But we'll see y'all next time.
Adios! Goddamn butter.